Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have the Paycheck Protection Program, and I'm going to be breaking it down in the next segment, piece by piece, what that is. And this Paycheck Protection Program is under the CARES Act. What was passed by Congress was relief for small business owners and employers, so that they don't have to file their fire their employees, or they could rehire them back. As long as they rehire them back by June 30th, they will get benefits. The benefits look pretty damn good. In fact, these benefits would be in the form of a loan that you wouldn't have to pay back. So basically free money. And in order to apply for it, you had to wait for the application time day, which would be today. And employers over the last week or two kind of stayed calm. And they're like, okay, you know, we're going to get some relief. This is pretty cool. I'll be able to hire back my employees. There's going to be money for that. I'm not going to have to pay that money back. I think this is going to be great. And there's been a lot of hope. So this CARES Act, it's called CARES, has been pretty positive. Until you start to kind of look a little deeper into what it covers, what it doesn't cover. And you start to look at the practicality of it. So we're being told, I think this is in Fortune magazine, or Fortune.com, that it's going to be a mess, quote unquote, because everybody and their mother is applying for it today. They say the banks aren't ready. They said that we don't have enough banks or people working at the banks or essential employees to process it. I mean, Nancy Pelosi's not going to process it. Mnuchin's not going to process it. I mean, you need people processing these loans. You need people doing the background check. You need people doing all the stuff that they need to do. Not so much background check, but still. Yeah, you can't be a felon. So, yeah, my guess is they're doing a background check. So here we are with quote-unquote essential employees, and we don't have a lot of essential employees out there because a lot of them are on lockdown or in isolation because of coronavirus. So who's going to be doing all the paperwork and all the, you know, bureaucratic stuff with this? And then, which is kind of concerning a lot of people, is this is a government loan, okay, that gets forgiven. Government does not like fraud, and nobody wants to defraud the government. You defraud the government, and you're in trouble, and nobody wants to. But also, nobody wants to be falsely accused of defrauding the government. I talk to doctors all the time. They are scared to death of Medicaid and Medicare fraud. When they're like, look, you know, I'm just seeing the patient. Somebody's going to audit me. Won't even deal with Medicaid or Medicare. So you have some people kind of fearful that there could be some repercussions. Well, I'm reading right now in this comes from the Treasury Department, that says if you use any of these funds for unauthorized purposes, you will be subject to liability. You could even be charged for fraud. I mean, we're talking jail time. So the average business owner is like, look, I don't understand a lot of government mumbo-jumbo. Okay, I get to use this for payroll. I get to use it for rent. I get to use it for utilities, only certain percentages. I believe 75% of the loan has to go for employees. No more than 25% could go to your rent and your utilities and all that. So what if accidentally you have to pay the rent to keep it open? and you pay your employees too, but it's not a 75-25 ratio. It's more of a 40-60 ratio. Are you going to go to jail? So a lot of business owners have kind of been talking to me about this, going, I don't know if it's worth it. Well, here's the problem. If you don't borrow money from the government, how much money do you have in savings to run your business? Now, we're being told that Medicaid is going to probably be a mess in and of itself because states already are maxed. We have over 70 million people on Medicaid prior to this mess with unemployment and this coronavirus epidemic. Now, if you lost your job, and I believe if you as a family make under, what, is it 36,000? I forget how you qualify. I have to double check that. 34,000 for a family, 16,000 for an individual. You need to go on Medicaid. Do the states have that money? Are the states prepared with all this going on with businesses and all this going on with unemployment? Who's managing their health insurance? And we might indirectly, we were talking about Medicare for all during the election. We're still in an election year, by the way. During the debate, Medicare for all, and people were, criticizing it, or people were promoting it and encouraging it. And, I think that's a moot point right now. We may, without even trying or even wanting it, be on a Medicaid for all system. I don't know how that's going to work because we don't have enough Medicaid providers. You also have a lot of doctors going, look, I don't want to be accused of something that the government's going to say I did, so I'm out of it. You already have a lot of medical providers going, I'm pooped. Okay, I am done with being exposed with coronavirus. I'm being my pay is getting cut. Not mine, but a lot of medical companies are now cutting pay of their medical providers. We heard that with Intermountain because, again, they're not getting their elective procedures and they took a big hit. And so if their revenue isn't coming, how are they supposed to pay their staff? So I don't really see how we're going to have enough Medicaid providers for Medicaid for all, but that's where we're going right now. We have millions of people unemployed. If this payment protection loan, is that what the PPL, the CARES Act, it's the Paycheck Protection Program. If the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP, is a bunch of pee-pee, or poo-poo, and, business owners are like, no, I'm not going to let you accuse me for fraud. If I had to pay my rent, and the rent consumed a little bit more than that percentage allotted, you might have people say it's just not worth it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Fortune talks about how today, and you know, this is why we're spending some time on it. Today is supposed to be a real big day because this is supposed to be a turning point in our country sinking more into economic disaster or staying afloat. And this CARES Act with the Paycheck Protection Program was supposed to be the lifeline that kept these employers afloat. Well, Fortune says that the banks are saying that already. Banks like J.P. Morgan Chase emailed customers on Thursday evening saying that the bank, quote, will most likely not be able to start accepting applications on Friday, April 3rd, as we hoped, end quote. According to numerous reports, banks are concerned that the $350 billion lending program for small businesses impacted by coronavirus will not be ready when it launches on Friday. There's not enough time, necessary guidelines, and set requirements from the administration. Amit Kassar, CEO of a small business owner advisory firm Multifunding, told CNBC they're not ready at all. They're desperately awaiting guidance on how to do this. So Thursday night, there was some guidance released by the SBA and Treasury in the form of a 31-page document, and it is long and it is dry, and the average employer, I don't think, you know, will understand all of it. I told my husband that, you know, we probably are going to need to hire an attorney. And I'm not saying, okay, I am, you know, not very intelligent when it comes to, you know, I've gone through schooling. I have an MD. I've done years of schooling. I know science. But reading something from the government, I just can't do. And I told my husband, I go, do we need to hire an attorney to kind of go through this and make sure that, you know, we do everything exactly right? Because I don't want, you know, to pay a little bit, you know, if our rent covers more than what they say we're allowed to pay for it, you know, he's like, we don't have time or money to spend on lawyer fees right now for this. So, again, there's this hesitancy by a lot of employers. So there is some new guidance. And we'll kind of go through it a little bit. Ken Logston, a partner at international law firm Dorsey & Whitney, tells Fortune, I would be absolutely shocked if it gets rolled out on Friday or today. They say the effective lack of regulations and detailed guidelines has those in the legal field also scratching their heads. So this is what Fortune tells us, okay? This is what they know. Question, can I go to any bank to apply the Paycheck Protection Program? Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm hearing that some of you are trying to refi, and your banks are like, nope, not doing it. I just wonder, is it that the banks are just overwhelmed? Is it that they think your credit is going to be lost? They say businesses are supposed to apply through any existing SBA lender. There are more than 1,800 banks that offer Small Business Administration loans. Now, if you're looking at millions of employers, I don't see how the 1,800 banks are staffed enough for that. The program is also expanding to traditional banks, credit unions, and farm credit systems. They said you need to check with your local community or commercial bank or credit union. All right? And most banks should have SBA programs. But, again, do they have people that are going to answer the phone? When can you apply? You're supposed to be able to apply today. Next week, starting April 10th, independent contractors and self-employed individuals could apply. But get this. They say loans are given on a first-come, first-served basis. They're going to run out of money. Loans are given, what is it, 350, hold on a second. It's a $2.2 trillion stimulus package, but it's $350 billion. Dollars that's supposed to go to this. Sounds like a lot of money, but when I'm looking at the amount of money people are going to need, I don't know if it's going to be enough. In fact, I think Nancy Pelosi is already thinking about extending at least unemployment benefits, so I think there has been an underestimation of what money is needed. Will they check your credit? They said, based on the available guidelines so far, there is currently no prescriptive guidance on credit requirements. However, Logston, who's the attorney, points out that the CARES Act was designed so those types of considerations weren't going to be necessary. And that's what I think. From what I understand, as long as you're not a felon, I think you're going to be able to qualify for the most part. But you cannot use it, like if you, let's say, hire a housekeeper. You can't use that to hire a housekeeper, you know? Yeah, which makes sense. What documents are you going to need? There's going to need a lot of documentation. You're going to need payroll documentation, full-time equivalent employees, payroll costs, mortgage interest payments, rent payments, utilities for an eight-week period because it's only an eight-week loan. When you apply for loan forgiveness, borrowers are going to have to provide documentation of payroll, mortgage interest, rent, utilities. That all sounds simple. I mean, I told my husband, I go, that's easy. We got the power bill, we got the rent bill, we got that. Again, the big issue is did all, even if we pay all the staff exactly what, plus, you know, raise increases, is it going to qualify for what the PPL wants in terms of percentage and ratios? What if I have other loans outstanding? They said there's not a lot of guidance. Right now, it shouldn't really matter. How much can you borrow? So they say small businesses can borrow up to 2.5 times their average monthly payroll from the previous year through the Paycheck Protection Program. It will provide forgivable loans to small businesses that tend to help pay their employees during the coronavirus crisis, but payroll is capped at about $100,000 per employee, and the loans are capped at $10 million per business. So You could borrow up to $10 million. I would but be too scared to do that without knowing that I'm going to have income coming in. I wouldn't even... And if you have an employee that makes over $100,000 a year, which we don't, but if you did, you're probably not going to be able to use that for that. So if you are a hospital that has a bunch of doctors and RNs and LPNs and, you know, and nurse practitioners and things like that, you might have trouble covering their payroll. What can you use the PPL loan for? Well, payroll, vacation, parental, family, medical, sick leave, not you going on vacation, but vacation leave, health and retirement benefits, state and local taxes. So their guidelines say payroll costs, including benefits, interest on mortgage obligations incurred before February 15th, rent under lease agreements enforced before February 15th, and utilities for which service began before February 15th. So you can't just start a new business. And then how much we have to pay back? Well, technically this is supposed to be fully forgiven. If you keep or quickly hire your employees and maintain their salary levels, they say the loan will be forgiven. Again, that is as long as that, I believe, comprises about 75% of the total loan. Forgiveness will be reduced if full-time headcount declines or if salaries or wages decrease. So even, but here, again, when I'm reading this, even if you do everything that they ask, there's still possible complications. They need to clarify that. They say decisions on the forgiveness will be made within 60 days of forgiveness submission. So if you are hoping to get this money and have it forgiven, that still is based on a decision. And then a big concern that a lot of small business owners have is, who do you appeal that to? Are we going to just get a letter saying, oh, sorry? And then what? Or are they going to stick to their word? Again, we have absolutely no idea what the world is going to look like in the next few months, let alone next fall. The SBA notes that the loan has a maturity of 2 years and a fixed interest rate of 1%. Apparently it was 0.5% and it got changed. Loan payments can be deferred for 6 months. Now, what some people are saying is, okay, well, this is fine. Even if we don't get it deferred, it's a 1% loan. That's a killer loan. But, again, you have a lot of employers going, why am I going to borrow money and owe the government when I have no idea if my business is going to go under? So how long will it take you to get the money? That's a big question. We don't know. They say banks and lenders are likely to extend the loan to current customers first. It may take longer for those who are not a part. So from what I understand, you need to do this by June 30th. In order to get full loan forgiveness, companies need to maintain pre-crisis levels of full-time employees, which is another question. What if not all your employees want to come back? What if a lot of your employees are like, you want to know what? We're going to move. You know, we're going to get out of Dodge. Or my kids are out of school, and I was only a seasonal worker. I only wanted to work fall and winter. And now that my kids are going to be out of school for the rest of the year in the summer, I will rather stay home with them. Now what? What if your employees do not want to come back? Some of them. Remember, you have to be basically almost exactly the way it was before this crisis happened. They say companies are able to lay off staff while they have the loan, but the forgiveness of the loan would be reduced. So you have until June 30th to restore your full-time employment and salary levels that were done between February 15th and April 26th. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better
care for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The unemployment rate is up to 4.4% after the U.S. economy lost more than 7,000 jobs in the month of March. Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow believes,
I think in the weeks ahead, Sandra, it's going to get worse. I can't pull any punches on that. It will get worse. This is a very deep contraction. The numbers are going to come in very badly. They're going to look terrible. How much longer? I don't really want to forecast. That's up to the health people. But there's no question that it's going to be bad. There's also no question that we are providing more relief and assistance for unemployment than ever before in our nation's history.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News, and House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is warning about crafting another economic stimulus package so soon after the last one has passed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so looking at the latest numbers, we're at a total global case of coronavirus at 1,074,000 cases, 56,987 deaths. Total recovered 226,000. This is worldwide. The U.S. has over 265,000 cases with 6,700 deaths. We have 5,700 still in serious critical condition. We have about 21 people die per 1 million population. We have about 800 cases per 1 million population. When you break down the USA to look at the states, we have some new hot spots that are being reported. Michigan obviously has moved to number fourth place. They have had over 400 deaths, 10,791 cases. New York is still leading the pack with 102,000 cases and 2,900 deaths. New Jersey at 29,000 cases, 646 deaths. California, 11,000 cases, 246 deaths. Then came Michigan, and then Louisiana with 10,297 cases, 370 deaths. So America is bracing, from what Daily Mail is reporting, for the next few hotspots of Michigan, Louisiana, Georgia, you know, in Atlanta. We have a hotspot there. We don't know if it's because people coming down from New York or not. Georgia has about 5,800 cases, 184 deaths. I live in Nevada. We're at 1,500 cases. Now our death toll has jumped up to 43. So despite warmer temperatures, things get a little drier, still have a death toll rising. The White House COVID-19 Task Force Coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, said that the states of Michigan, Louisiana, and Georgia are being watched closely due to their current deaths and rates of positive infections. But proportions of tests coming back positive in states like Indiana, Illinois, Connecticut are also ringing alarm bells. Apparently, Jersey had jumped with over 537 deaths right now. Michigan, however, is the state with the third highest death rate. Louisiana has a positive test rate of 26%, which means if they test 100 people, 26 of them will be positive. They're up to Louisiana. Hold on a second. Is up to 370 deaths. So, you know, talk, of course, is pervading on, you know, do we, I want to pull up, let me pull up the New York Times map. I want to talk to you about some of the areas that are kind of, sorry, coronavirus. I can't type and talk at the same time. Are talking about now, okay, stay-at-home orders, countrywide stay-at-home orders and mask orders. The Dr. Fauci is starting to, I guess, consider everybody covering their mouth as even if they have a non-mask. They're going to formulate the guidelines, but according to Dr. Fauci, he said because of some recent information that the virus can actually spread even when people just speak as opposed to coughing or sneezing, the better part of valor is that when you're out, when you can't maintain the six-foot distance, to wear some sort of facial covering. So, again, any barrier is better than nothing. CDC recommendations will report urging Americans to wear cloth facial coverings. Is that going to be good enough? It's a barrier at least, but I just don't want people getting a false sense of security. I also don't want people now buying and using up the masks that other people in the healthcare field need. Now, I like watching this map of coronavirus in the United States. Now, New York Times has this interactive map, and they cleaned it up a little bit. And the reason why they cleaned it up a little bit is the whole thing almost looked red. It almost looked like, you know, when you have a bloody nose and then you sneeze and it sprays all over the place, that's how the map looked. And so they cleaned it up a little bit. And obviously, the whole New York, New Jersey, New England area looks pretty well represented when it comes to that. Northern California has a lot of little red circles and dots. L.A. as well, San Diego, Washington, Colorado, in the Denver area, Salt Lake. New Orleans has a nice little hot spot, Chicago, Detroit area, Michigan, and then Miami, Florida, as well as Atlanta. So, you know, when you look and you see this map, obviously you see, I mean, if, by the way, if you ever had to relearn your state capitals, as long as the state capital is kind of one of the busiest cities, right, in that state, you'll probably see, you know, it kind of like, you know, there you see Atlanta, and there you see Salt Lake, and things like that. Unfortunately, well, Nevada, our capital's Carson City. Carson City is not as busy as Vegas is. So people think Las Vegas is the capital of Nevada. It's not. It's Carson City. And no plans on changing it. I think the capital can stay in Carson City. We're fine with that. That is fine by me. But people are asking about what is the rural areas looking like. Well, okay, Mississippi has a lot of rural areas. I'm licensed in Mississippi. I'm licensed in Alabama. And according to the latest map with the New York Times, it allows you to see little dots and little foci of cases. And when you look at Tennessee, it looks pretty uniform of there being cases throughout their rural areas. Same thing with Alabama. Maybe northern Alabama has some more cases than southern. Mississippi. It looks like you have cases throughout, maybe a little bit more near Jackson and stuff. But Oklahoma, their little panhandle looks a little clear. But then again, also, you know, there's like one case that they report, and it's in Texas County. The question is you know, are the test kits out there? But Texas, in southwest Texas, not as many cases as southeast. You see a lot near Houston, Galveston area. You know, same thing with, like, you know, St. George, Utah. In Washington County, Utah, there's about 19 cases. Well, is it because they're testing, or is it because it's more rural? So we are seeing cases light up in rural. What we're not getting is how many of those cases are people alive and well and feeling fine and just sniffing a little bit, or how many of those cases are where they're fighting for their lives. You know, we've had about 6,300 deaths in the United States. Where is it happening? Now, I get, if you are in a rural area and you are getting sick, you're going to have to be, you know, life flighted to a hospital in a major area. But I'd like to know if there were deaths in these rural areas. And what were their symptoms? And what were their previous pre-existing conditions? So, you know, as we're in, what, month three of this, Hawaii has over 200 cases, Alaska has over 100 cases, probably more, and we're starting to see rural areas light up. Again, we can't say if it's because they're finally taking the test, or if is it because, you know, it is spreading to rural areas. Now, a lot of people are frustrated with New Yorkers leaving New York City, going into their neck of the woods, and bringing the coronavirus with them. So these shutdowns and lockdowns and prevention of emigration and immigration from a state standpoint is starting to be more called upon. I think Governor Bullock with Montana had suggested if you do come from another state, you're going to go into a 14-day quarantine at minimum. So, you know, in order to stop the spread, you do need to contain. But if people don't want to be near an epicenter, they don't want to die, and they don't want to be exposed, you know, or they don't want their family that hasn't gotten sick to be exposed, they're going to want to flee. So we're really in a state of a mess right now. You know, I've given you guys my advice. If we're going to do a lockdown, we got to do it right. I hate to say that. I don't want to see the whole country shut down. But, I mean, you know, I'm looking at southwest Texas. If southwest Texas needs to lock down, if they don't want to lock down, at least maybe do what Governor Bullock's doing, where, all right, if you're going to come into this area, you need to be in quarantine. I don't mind that. I don't mind certain areas that are doing really, really well to, you know, allow barriers and have people moving into their area do some sort of a quarantine. But I just don't know how many of those areas are left, to be honest. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. How are you guys holding up with this whole shutdown, lockdown, social distancing? You know, a lot of people had weddings, and some people have been very, very upset that the wedding of their dreams got, you know, canceled. I'm not. I couldn't wait to get married, but I really don't have a big family. I didn't really have a lot of friends and medical students and stuff who were able to come out because everybody was busy. And I had still a nice sized wedding, but the majority of it was my husband's family and friends and stuff like that. And so for me, I mean, a nice small little ceremony would have been fine. But this couple, what they did is they made cardboard, they replaced their guests with cardboard cutouts. So Michigan couple, they were set to marry, I believe, tomorrow. added a few last-minute guests to the wedding ceremony amid restrictions on large gatherings. So Dan Stuglik and Amy Simonson's roughly 160 invited guests can't come because of virus and social distancing concerns. So the groom came up with an idea to fill the seats so when his wife walks down the aisle. This is in Michigan. The pair has been planning the ceremony for months. Most of the guests were supposed to be friends and family. There are going to be some friends and family there, but the rest are going to have to be cardboard cutouts. He said, I didn't like the idea of Amy having to walk down the aisle with no one in the pews. That seemed like a very lonely walk, so I wanted something to represent the guests. Stuglik went to the Menasha Packaging in Coloma, Michigan, to find out if they could meet his needs into a surprise and went far beyond his expectations. I went to just buy a few sheets of cardboard, and they went in and brought a designer and made some. They were even customized by the designer. And it's really cool. You see a whole bunch of male and female looking cardboard cutouts. They say it is awesome because they donated all of it. Because we imagined an oval and that would be good, but they said, hey, we made males and female couples. So even if guests failed to attend, the couple can now visualize who would have been and where. We know that they're still there in spirit. They say following was guaranteed to be a well-attended ceremony. The couple said they will be substituting a reception for a simple home-cooked meal. All right, well, you know, if you don't want to put off the wedding, that's kind of, you know, one option. Just have, you know, I would have used stuffed animals. I would have then married in front of a bunch of stuffed animals. Now, a lot of people are getting bored, restless. You know, we've been in my area on lockdown for 3 weeks now. Just to hear now that it's going to be extended another 28 days. Well, 27 days left. That's assuming it's going to end April 30th. And now that we're hearing that some states might have their peaks in May, and they're talking about complete shutdowns, we could be on shutdown until May, June. Not sure what a lot of us are going to do when it comes to our nails and our hair and all sorts of stuff, but, you know, we do what we can. Well, HBO has offered to release over 500 hours of movies and TV shows for free to entice fans to stay at home. And you don't need a subscription. The Premium Cable Network announced Thursday that starting Friday, April 3rd, fans can stream hit shows like The Sopranos and The Wire, along with 20 Warner Brothers movies. There will also be a number of documentaries and docuseries available for free, including the recent series McMillions. Yeah, you know, The Sopranos was a good show. It was probably one of the first miniseries or, you know, one of those dramas, you know, that I saw. Network said a press release is the first time HBO has made this volume of programming available outside of the paywall on HBO Now and HBO Go. They're encouraging fans to participate in interactive stunts throughout the offering by following HBO on Twitter and Instagram. Starting Friday, fans can sign up for free HBOGo.com or HBONow.com and download the respective apps. I think there's even like a Pikachu movie or something like that. So you got Sopranos, Wire, True Blood, Veep, 6 Feet Under, Silicon Valley, Barry, Ballers, Succession. They also have docuseries and documentaries like The Apollo, The Case Against Adnan Syed, Elvis Presley, The Searcher, I Love You, Now Die, The Commonwealth versus Michelle Carter, The Inventor, Out of Blood in Silicon Valley, Jane Fonda in 5 Acts, McMillian, I don't know, never saw those, True Justice. Anyway, I don't know a lot of these. Pay Cable Network is also going to make 20 movies available for free, including the Lego Movie 2, the second part. I think I did see the Lego Movie. I thought it was funny. I think Legos that could talk is hilarious. That's just me. Other movies available for free will be Happy Feet 2, along with the romantic comedy Isn't Romantic and last year's Blinded by the Light. Arthur and Arthur 2 on the Rocks, Bridges of Madison County, Empire of the Sun. I guess that was when Christian Bale was 13. So they're doing some oldies. And Nancy Drew, things like that. So, you know, when I look at this, and again, I don't know if it's because, you know, they're holding out on their big movies or if they want to do something for free, which is nice. I'm noticing that there's now a lot of pressure that if you're a company, that you better donate something. Or you better do something. And I think it's admirable, you know, the first few companies that did that, and it's admirable what HBO is doing, you know, et cetera. But I think, you know, these big companies realize that they're in trouble. And there's going to be a big PR campaign against anybody that put profits over public. And so we need to be careful with this, because I do not like companies goaded into, you know, or kind of blackmailed into doing something. You know, I mean, I love it when if somebody wants to do something altruistic, it's because they wanted to do it at the bottom of their heart. You know, I understand that, you know, sometimes they'll get publicity in return, and I'm okay with that. If you have a company out there that is donating a crap load of supplies to hospitals, let them get some credit. I think that's absolutely fine. I think people need to know that there's companies out there that are doing something, because if you don't hear about it, then people think that they didn't do jack diddly squat. You know, there was somebody that reached out saying they had a bunch of masks. And if I knew anybody who would be interested, and I'm like, oh, my God, you know, bless you, thank you, I'm going to reach out to the hospital right away. And they wrote back going, no, we're actually looking to sell them. So we're looking to see who could buy them. And I get it. You know, people need to make money, and, you know, people are trying to feed their families and all that. But it, you know, we're right now at a time where we need all hands on deck. We need people donating blood. We need people, you know, helping others. We need to do food drives for the homeless. We need whatever we can do while in a shutdown or lockdown. You know, we still shouldn't stop our charity work. I mean, people still need blood. People still need, you know, supplies and shelters. People still need, you know, companionship. And I talked about, even if you're online putting up those funny memes, like I guess somebody made a little roll of rice and then they stuck a little goldfish cracker on it. And it's called cheap sushi, like inexpensive sushi. And to email them for recipes. And so, I mean, okay, obviously that's not sushi, right? Because it's rice with a goldfish cracker. But something like that cheers people up. Okay, you don't have to spend money on charity. You could just cheer people up and you're doing something, you're contributing. So I would probably suggest that no one should get out of this coronavirus thing, this coronavirus epidemic, when you're lucky enough to be healthy, without having at least done something that might have, you know, possibly helped the community. And even if it's you collecting a couple cans that will be able to go to the homeless shelter as soon as the lockdown's done, I think you'll feel better, because there is going to be this big, you know, guilt trip of, well, what did you do during the lockdown? What did you do during the lockdown? So, you know, I think it helps to know that you are going to help others. And you're still kind of keeping that, you know, charity, you know, that passion for charity alive. 1-877-DOCVALLEY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.